Here in Oakland Cemetery, beneath small, rectangular stone markers, rest as many as 60 Confederate dead from the Battle of Trevilian Station. Most of them were never identified. Immediately inside the gate are the graves of the three Towles brothers, all of whom served in Company A, 4th Virginia Cavalry, and died of battle wounds. Sergeant Robert C. Towles was mortally wounded on the morning of June 11, 1864, the first day of the Battle of Trevilian Station, and died in Louisa Courthouse 5 days later. The Reverend John Towles had the remains of his other two sons, J. Vivian and James H. Towles, disinterred from other battlefields and buried here. Also here is the grave of Lieutenant Colonel Joseph L. McAllister, commander of the 7th Georgia Cavalry, who was killed in action while defending Trevilian Station on the afternoon of June 11, 1864. He had refused to surrender and was cut down in a hail of Union bullets. Trevilian Station was the first battle for the 7th Georgia Cavalry, which suffered 38% casualties on the first day, including nearly all of the regiment's officers. Captain John P. Hines, commander of Company H, rest next to his commander.